Due to an attack of laryngitis, Gracie Allen is unable to appear in person at this time, so the program you are about to hear is a transcription of this evening's earlier broadcast.
Another cup of Maxwell House coffee, George?
Sure. Pour me a cup, Gracie.
You know, Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
That drop's good, too.
Yes, it's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With yours truly, Toby Reed, Gail Gordon, Hans Conried, B. Benaderet, Elliot Lewis, Meredith Wilson and the Maxwell House Orchestra, and Bill Goodwin.
For America's Thursday night comedy enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for America's everyday coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop.
On his way home from the office, George has dropped in at the corner cigar store. Pop, the ancient proprietor, is quite interested in the bouquet of yellow roses that George is carrying.
What you going to do with them roses, Mr. Burns?
Take them home to Gracie, Pop.
Women folk dearly love flowers, don't they?
Yes, they do.
I had a date yesterday with a girl who was wearing an orchid. College girl.
You dated a college girl?
Yeah. Vassa, 1885. Sure looked pretty, that big orchid on.
Where'd you meet her?
Picked her up outside Tom Brenneman.
Let me have a couple of cigars. Ready, Pop. Hello, George.
Oh, hello, Mr. Banger.
Hi, Joe. What's with the yellow roses, George? Selling them for a sideline? Taking them home to Gracie. Yeah? What's the occasion? No occasion. We saw them in the florist window and realized it's been a long time since I took her any.
George, you can't take your wife a dozen roses for no reason.
She'll think you've got a guilty conscience.
Huh? There are only two times when a husband takes flowers to his wife. When she's got a birthday or he's got a hangover.
But you know, I've never done anything wrong.
That's it. You're ignorant about these things. Now listen to the voice of experience. Don't take those roses home.
Gee, I had a card put on them and everything. See, it says, to the sweetest little wife in the whole world. From her boopsie boy. She used to call me that.
Oh, brother. With that corny card on them, she'll know something's wrong. Take my advice, George. Leave those roses right here on the counter.
On the counter? Well, maybe you're right. Thanks for tipping me off, Joe.
That's okay, George. We husbands have got to stick together.
Let me have a couple of my favorite cigars, Pop.
You mean them two for a nickel Perfecto Royales?
Yeah.
Now, you'd better buy my whole stock of them things, Mr. Burns. There's another fella been threatening to take them.
Another customer, huh?
No. Fella from the Board of Health.
I'll see you later.
Must you leave, Gracie?
Well, I better, Clara. Joe will be home pretty soon, and he'll want to fix him some lunch.
Yes. He's such a wonderful husband. I always wait on him hand and foot.
Really? You know, I wait on George with my hand, but there are so few things I can do with my foot.
But, Gracie, let it go.
Would you and Joe like to go to a movie tonight?
I don't think so. Joe went to one last night while we were at Ladies' Aid meeting.
Oh, yes, that's right. So did George. You know, if I hadn't said no, he was going to see that one with all the nudists in it.
Nudists?
Yeah, the Naked City.
But, Gracie, let that one go, too.
I'm home, Angel Pie. Oh, hello, Gracie.
Hello, Joe. What are you hiding behind your back, Joe?
A little surprise for my precious girl. Close your eyes.
All right. They're closed.
Now open them.
Oh, Joe! Yellow roses! Oh, you sweetheart.
Read the card, honey.
For the sweetest little wife in the whole world from her bookie boy. Oh, Joe, what a cute name.
I thought you'd like it.
Oh, gee, that's what I used to call George.
Well, I'd better go put these in water for you, baby dumpling. Excuse me, Gracie.
Oh, Gracie, what a shame your husband can't be as romantic as mine.
Well, George is improving, Clara. Spring has already made his kisses longer.
Really?
Yes, since the 1st of April, they've lasted over a minute. Added together, that is.
But he never brings you flowers.
Well, now give George a chance. Maybe he's waiting right now to surprise me with some flowers. I'll rush right home. I'll see you later. Goodbye, Clara.
Goodbye. That chance she has of getting a surprise, poor child. What a shame she couldn't have married a kind old man.
I'm home, dear.
So I see.
George.
What?
I've got my eyes closed.
You'd better open them. You'll fall over a chair.
Did you, bring something home for me?
Yes, I did.
Oh, where are they?
Put them in a tub of water on the service porch.
Oh, a whole tub full?
Down here, Paul. Brought home all the dirty shirts I had at the golf club.
Dirty shirts? But, George, on your way home, can you buy something for me?
Oh, sure. I almost forgot.
Oh, where are they?
Right here. 2 bars of laundry soap.
Oh, you don't love me.
What's wrong, sweetheart? It's good laundry soap.
Oh, you and your soap. I just came from the Bagley's house, and Joe brought Clara a dozen yellow roses.
Yellow roses?
Yes, and they have the most romantic card on them. It says, to the sweetest little wife in the world from her booksy boy. George, where are you going?
To see a certain guy. And when I get through with him, he'll have a lily in his hand.
Oh, that's right. Flowers for strangers, but none for your wife.
Me, George. You're choking me.
Darn right I am.
Sure.
Those roses cost me $5 and you stole them and gave them to your wife.
George, you don't know what you're saying. I had no intention of touching those roses. But they were lying there on the counter, dying for want of water.
Now, look.
I only wanted to save their lives. Yeah, but they were so young. So lovely. It was like 12... piteous little voices calling out to me. Water. Water. Or we die.
Well,
I didn't give those roses to my wife as a present. She took them to nurse them back to health. She had just 12 of you.
Wait a minute. That oily line won't work. Now, listen to me, Bagley. You go right down to that flower shop and have $5 worth of roses sent to Gracie. Understand?
Okay.
And print my name on the card.
Okay.
And don't bother feeling their pulses. If they're sick, we'll nurse them back to health.
Well, I finished washing your shirt, dear. Have you any other delightful little surprises for me?
Now, Gracie.
Perhaps you'd like me to sew your pocket shut.
Sew my pocket shut?
Well, why not? You never reach into them for anything.
Now, look, honey. I know you're upset, but just in a few minutes...
Come in.
Flowers for Mrs. George Burns.
Flowers? For me? Oh, how wonderful. Let's see what the card says. To Gracie, the sweetest rose of all, from George. Oh, darling.
Gracie. Oh, Gracie. You should have kissed me before this boy.
So you can kiss you later.
Looks like I got here just in time. Mr. Bagley said to hurry.
Who?
Mr. Joe Bagley. He's the one who sent the flowers.
So, this wasn't your idea, George. It was Joe Bagley's.
But...
he knew you wouldn't think of it, so he tried to cover up for you. Just think that my husband needs help from another man.
But...
oh, I should have suspected this on our wedding day, when you had the bellboy carry me over the threshold.
money.
Don't put those lovely flowers in water.
Darn it, kid. Why did you have to stick around? Why didn't you leave the flowers and scram?
I'm waiting for my $5.
$5?
Yeah, those flowers are COD.
Oh, kill that Bagley. Great. Look at me. I'm going to talk to you.
I haven't time now. I'm making spaghetti sauce for dinner.
But, honey, I don't like spaghetti sauce.
Well, Joe Bagley likes it.
Huh?
If you're not gentleman enough to show your appreciation to him, I am. I've invited Joe and Clara for dinner, and we're having spaghetti sauce.
I won't eat it.
You will, too.
In fact, if Joe Bagley sets foot in this house, I'll eat rat poison.
Well, you put spaghetti sauce on it.
Gracie, if you'd only listen for a...
See who's at the front door.
Okay.
Howdy, little man.
Oh, hello, Mr. Judson.
Hey, you look sadder than a Texas steer that strayed into Oklahoma. Are you in distress?
Of course I am. There's a neighbor of mine who keeps getting me in trouble with Gracie. He ought to be shot.
But shooting's too good for a man like that. You ought to tie him hand and foot and stake him down just outside the Texas border facing Texas.
What'll that do?
He'll lay there and drool himself to death. Hey, by the way, who is the fella?
Joe Bagley.
Joe Bagley? I don't see how he keeps from getting in trouble with his own wife. You know what he done last night?
What?
He told his wife that he was going to a movie, but he didn't. He went to one of them stag parties where there was a hula dancer. Are you sure? He sat right beside me.
Oh, you watched the hula dancer, too?
Now, only out of patriotism. Her skirt was made of Texas prairie grass.
So Bagley went to a stag and his wife thinks he went to the movie. Mr. Justin, this is my chance to get revenge. When he and his wife come to dinner tonight, I'll expose him.
Woo-wee! He'll be in hot water.
I'll say he will. And then, right... Here comes Gracie.
Who are you talking to so long, dear? Oh, hello, Mr. Judson.
Howdy, little lady.
Will you stay and have dinner with us?
Well, now, I thank you kindly, but I got to get down to the railroad station. The foreman of my ranch is sending a load of wild horses that he broke.
Well, I hope you'll be able to mend them.
You hope you'll be able to meet?
Oh, I like your sense of humor, man.
Blossom time, a mighty cheering thought, Meredith.
Can't you almost smell those blossoms, Toby? We had a half a dozen Jonathan trees in the backyard back home in Iowa. My mother babied those trees like one of the family.
Well, it's easy to understand, Meredith. All winter, the apple tree stands its gnarled branches stark against the sky. And then one wonderful day in spring, there's this glorious flood of delicate, fragrant blossoms. Yes, wherever you go in America, from the fertile apple country of Winchester, Virginia, to the Yakima orchards of the far west, the fresh, fragrant blossoms of our apple trees are a beautiful and heartwarming part of our well-loved American scene. Yes, and today, wherever you go in America, you'll find folks enjoying the coffee that's become so much a part of this American scene. That coffee is Maxwell House. Americans love coffee, good coffee, which makes this a fact to remember. Today, more Americans buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand at any price. Now, why do folks who want good coffee prefer Maxwell House? The answer is flavor. That famous good to the last drop Maxwell House flavor you can credit to the expert blending of these choice coffees, Monosalius for Melanus, Medellin for richness, other choice coffees for robust vigor, and Bucaramanga's for fine full body. Skillfully combined by experts in the truly great Maxwell House blend. Radiant roasted to flavor perfection. And brought to you vacuum packed and roaster fresh. Tomorrow, discover the extra flavor, extra satisfaction of America's favorite brand of coffee. Enjoy the very best in coffee drinking pleasure for only a fraction of a penny more per cup than the lowest priced coffee sold. Tomorrow, ask for Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop. Well, at last, George has a chance to get even with Joe Bagley. Joe told his wife he went to a movie last night, but George knows he didn't. Both couples are seated at dinner now, and George is ready to spring the trap.
George, you're not eating. You just sit there and smirk at me like the cat that swallowed the canary.
George Burns, did you spoil your appetite by eating a canary?
No. By the way, Joe, seen any good movies lately? Movies?
Yes, Joe went to one last night.
What'd you see, Joe? The Treasure of Sierra Madre. Yeah, that's it. What a coincidence. That's the picture I saw last night. But I didn't see you at the theater. Have another meatball, George. I couldn't eat one. Just hold it in your mouth. I want to talk about the Treasure of Sierra Madre. Swell plot, wasn't it?
Yes, well.
Why don't you tell it to Clara?
Yeah, tell me the plot,
Joe. Yeah, it was a good plot.
Quick, George.
Something.
Take me to the kitchen. Something's caught in my throat.
George, I'm in a spot. I didn't see that picture last night. I went to a stag party.
No.
Yeah. You saw the picture. Tell me the plot so I can tell Clara. Sure, pal. I'll be glad to. What are you laughing about?
Well, the picture is a comedy. I laugh when I think of it. It's all about this girl named Sierra Madre.
I thought Sierra Madre was a mountain range.
Oh, no, no, no. In the picture, it was a girl. Played by Shirley Temple. And Humphrey Bogart plays a minister.
Bogart, a minister?
Yeah. He marries Shirley Temple to Walter Houston.
What do you know? Hollywood finally came up with a new plot, huh? Well, that's enough to tell Clara. Come on.
Oh, you stopped coughing, sweetheart. Did George fix you up?
Yeah. I fixed him up good.
And now I can tell you the plot of the picture. It's all about this girl named Sierra Madre, played by Shirley Temple, and a minister played by Humphrey Bogart. He marries her to Walter Houston.
That's the plot?
Yeah.
George Burns, where were you last night?
Huh?
You weren't at the movies. That's not the plot you told me.
But, sweetheart...
Three men looking for gold. Of all the ridiculous things. I should have known you made it up.
But, honey...
Where did you go last night, you fiend in husband's form?
Come, Clara. Let us leave this unpleasant scene.
Yes, lover.
I'm sorry you had to learn that there are husbands who lie to their wives.
Oh, no.
Look, honey, it's almost midnight. For the millionth time, the Treasure of Sierra Madre was about three men looking for gold.
Don't lie to me, George.
But I'm not. Walter Houston was an old desert rat.
That's a fine way to talk about Shirley Temple's husband.
She wasn't married to Houston.
That's a fine way to talk about Shirley Temple.
But
She wasn't even in the picture. Can't you see the plot Joe told was a phony? Shirley Temple marrying Wally Houston. It would be ridiculous for a girl that young to marry a man that old.
How dare you call our marriage ridiculous?
Gracie, it's too late to take you to the movie tonight. But the plot I told you is the right one. It's three men panning gold.
A likely plot. Men love gold. Why should they pan it?
I know someone who'll be up this time of the night, Bill Goodwin. And he sees every picture that's made. I'll go get him.
Oh, and tip him off to what to say. Oh, no, I'll go with you.
And so a few minutes later, George and Gracie rushed up to the desk at Bill Goodwin's apartment hotel.
Whom did you wish to see?
Bill Goodwin and Hurry.
Yes, it's very urgent.
One moment, I will see if he is in. Bill, there's a cute girl here with an old gent. They're asking for you. It looks like trouble. Okay. I am sorry, Mr. Goodwin has gone to join the French Foreign Legion.
What?
So you can't force him to marry your daughter.
She's not my daughter. I'm George Burns, and this is Mrs. Burns.
Oh, my mistake. Hello, Bill. It's George and Gracie. Yeah, that couple that works on your radio program.
Yeah, that's us.
Okay, Bill. He's just leaving. He says wait here at the desk. He'll be right down.
Oh, look, George. Here comes Professor Kalkendorfer, the man you heard lecture on antediluvian fossils. He lives here.
Oh?
Hello. Give me one Professor Kalkendorfer's key, please.
Hello, Professor.
Someone spoke?
Yes, remember me?
Of course I remember you. You think I'm blind? I got eyes like a house.
I know.
You wish to see me?
No. I'm waiting for Bill Goodwin.
Oh, yeah. He liked pretty young girls like you.
I'm not a girl. By the way, Professor, have you seen The Treasure of Sierra Madre?
No. Did she lose it? I got eyes like a house.
Maybe I find a house who saw the picture.
Good night now. I get on the elevator.
He walked into the coffee shop.
Yeah, he always gets them mixed up.
Hi, Burns.
You want to see me?
Yeah.
Bill, you can save my life. Did you see The Treasure of Sierra Madre?
Yeah, George, I went last night.
Oh, wonderful. Tell Gracie all about it.
Okay, let's step into the coffee shop and sit down.
What floor is this?
This is the first floor.
Slow elevator, but they... Slow elevator, but they serve nice coffee.
About the elevator, Professor, but you are right about the coffee. It's the best at Maxwell House.
Bill, don't get sidetracked. Tell Gracie about the picture.
Okay, George, but here's the waiter. Give him your order first.
What do you have?
Bring 3 cups of Maxwell House coffee.
Yeah, 3 cups of Maxwell House coffee.
I believe I'll have 3 cups, too.
You know, Maxwell House is so delicious, 1 cup is just a teaser.
Now, Bill, let's get to the movie. Tell Gracie just what happened.
Okay, now I'll start with the sensational love scene. Now, this gorgeous redhead
Wait a minute. What love scene? Where was there a redhead in that movie?
Sitting beside me in the balcony.
Bill, we're only interested in the picture. Tell Gracie the plot.
Well, George, I don't know the plot.
Why not?
When you're sitting in the balcony with a gorgeous redhead, who watches the picture?
Bill, you must have looked at the screen once or twice. Don't you remember? Those three men struggled across the desert, almost died of thirst.
They did? Why?
To get the greatest treasure in the world.
Well, that's silly. They could get Maxwell House in any market.
What a treasure. No wonder more people buy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee in the world.
I'm talking about gold.
Gold schmold. Who'd look for that?
Can you pour gold in a percolator and get a steaming, fragrant drink that'll start your day out right? No. For that, you need Maxwell House.
Oh, now you see, George, even Bill doesn't believe that ridiculous plot about looking for gold.
Well, I certainly don't.
Now listen, you two.
Somebody said two? That's my floor. I get out here.
that the buzzer?
Mm-hmm.
Who's at the door this time of the night?
Oh, that's Meredith. I called him to drive me home to Mother.
What?
I won't live with a man I can't trust. Come in.
Good evening, all. You sounded distraught on the phone, Gracie. Is something amiss?
Yes, Meredith. I'm leaving, George, and I want you to take me home to Mother.
Very well, although Mama may not approve of my bringing home a married woman.
I mean my mother.
Oh, well, that's a horse of a different color. That's merely a saying and intends no reflection on your mother's figure.
Oh.
Look,
why don't you run along, Meredith? Gracie isn't leaving yet.
I am, too. If you weren't where you said you were last night, how do I know where you were all the other nights? Where were you the night before last?
I was with you all evening. The only time I left your side is when I went into the kitchen to get you a glass of milk.
Uh-huh, and who did you have a date with in the kitchen?
Gracie.
Where were you 2 years ago last night?
I don't know.
Where were you on our wedding night?
I was with you.
Any witnesses?
Certainly, you.
Oh, no. You're not dragging me into your sordid past.
Now, look, honey.
Let's go, Meredith. I won't live with a man I can't trust.
Gracie, honestly, I went to the movies last night.
Oh, George, it's bad enough to lie, but it's even worse not to admit it when you're caught.
Okay, if that's what you want, I'll say it. I didn't go to the movies last night. I never saw The Treasure of Sierra Madre.
Oh, it's too bad you missed it, George. It was an excellent picture, all about three men who went hunting for gold.
Oh, then you did see the picture, George.
Sure.
You lied to me.
What?
You just told me you didn't see it. Let's go, Meredith. I won't live with a man I can't trust.
Oh, I'll see you.